Chapter 93. This meteorite was originally discovered by a Canadian geologist? Gabrielle Ash stared in astonishment at the young programmer, Chris Harper. And this Canadian is now dead? Harper gave a grim nod. How long have you known this? She demanded. A couple of weeks. After the administrator and Marjorie Tench forced me to perjure myself in the press conference, they knew I couldn't go back on my word. They told me the truth about how the meteorite was really discovered. Pods is not responsible for finding the meteorite. Gabrielle had no idea where all of this information would lead, but clearly it was scandalous. Bad news for Tench, great news for the senator. As I mentioned, Harper said, looking somber now, the true way the meteorite was discovered was through an intercepted radio transmission. Are you familiar with a program called INSPIRE? The Interactive NASA Space Physics Ionosphere Radio Experiment? Gabrielle had heard of it only vaguely. Essentially, Harper said, it's a series of very low-frequency radio receivers near the North Pole that listens to the sounds of the Earth. Plasma wave emissions from the northern lights, broadband pulses from lightning storms, that sort of thing. Okay. A few weeks ago, one of INSPIRE's radio receivers picked up a stray transmission from Ellesmere Island. A Canadian geologist was calling for help at an exceptionally low frequency. Harper paused. In fact, the frequency was so low that nobody other than NASA's VLF receivers could possibly have heard it. We assumed the Canadian was long-waving. I'm sorry? Broadcasting at the lowest possible frequency to get maximum distance on his transmission. He was in the middle of nowhere, remember. A standard frequency transmission probably would not have made it far enough to be heard. What did his message say? The transmission was short. The Canadian said he had been out doing ice soundings on the Milne ice shelf, had detected an ultra-dense anomaly buried in the ice, suspected it was a giant meteorite, and while taking measurements had become trapped in a storm. He gave his coordinates, asked for rescue from the storm, and signed off. The NASA listening post sent a plane from Thule to rescue him. They searched for hours and finally discovered him, miles off course, dead, at the bottom of a crevasse with his sled and dogs. Apparently he tried to outrun the storm, got blinded, went off course, and fell into a crevasse. Gabrielle considered the information, intrigued. So suddenly NASA knew about a meteorite that nobody else knew about. Exactly. And ironically, if my software had been working properly, the pod satellite would have spotted that same meteorite a week before the Canadian did. The coincidence gave Gabrielle pause. A meteorite buried for 300 years was almost discovered twice in the same week? I know, a little bizarre, but science can be like that. Feast or famine. The point is that the administrator felt like the meteorite should have been our discovery anyway, if I had done my job correctly. He told me that because the Canadian was dead, nobody would be the wiser. If I simply redirected pods to the coordinates the Canadian had transmitted in his SOS, then I could pretend to discover the meteorite from scratch, and we could salvage some respect from an embarrassing failure. And that's what you did. As I said, I had no choice. I had let down the mission. He paused. Tonight, though, when I heard the president's press conference and found out the meteorite I'd pretended to discover contained fossils, you were stunned. Bloody well floored, I'd say. Do you think the administrator knew the meteorite contained fossils before he asked you to pretend Pods found it? I can't imagine how. That meteorite was buried and untouched until the first NASA team got there. My best guess is that NASA had no idea what they'd really found until they got a team up there to drill cores and X-ray. They asked me to lie about Pods, thinking they'd have a moderate victory with a big meteorite. Then when they got there, they realized just how big a find it really was.